Darren, Carrie and Sky.
Thursday morning. Like a nice enough day.
Beautiful.
Some clouds in the sky. But let's make sure the blinds are up. Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
those are clouds.
Blinds
I can
are
confirm
up.
That those are clouds that I see. So yesterday, and these things happened, the internet blew up with a video of a petrol pump attendant in Pietermaritzburg who was scammed or pranked, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, so in the video, there's a man who pulls up and he asks for 210. He says 210, and then Mr. Wiseman, the petrol attendant, then confirms that he means 210 rands. Afterwards, in the video, the customer only gives Ndabezita two tens, like literally two of those green notes. It's a prank. He says it's a prank. So, yeah.
Well, look, when this video went out and came out, he was just a petrol attendant. He's not just a petrol attendant anymore. He's now going by name Spamanhla Wiseman Ndabezita. He's an honest man earning a living. And he is joining us on the line this morning. Ndabezita, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
So good. Wow, welcome to the
thank
show.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, that's good. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Sure, just quickly, so I, when I initially saw the video, I was like, okay, maybe it's, you know, it's a funny prank. But then afterwards, watching it over and over again, I was like, this guy. How do you feel when you found out to go take say? Lomcheta is actually tricking me.
Hey, that thing that happened. On the time, but time this thing happened, I was feel so bad. On the time, I actually have no money. Even to pay him. I was thinking, now what am I do? I try to put. To put it for everyone, so they know this thing how it happened. So they must be aware for anything, because this thing, if it happened to me, it can happen to
so you just want to warn other people to be careful, because people are doing things like this and they pretending it's a prank, but actually they're stealing what they're doing.
Yeah, they're stealing. Sometimes they could that thing has been happened last time. So some people they said they need this amount. After that, if you put it extra, they don't pay. But the field is already gone in his hand. So then I said, okay, no, it's better to put this on social media so everyone must know, they must be aware for anything that can happen. So it's better to ask and ask proper, because this thing was first time on me. I didn't know if someone says 210,
well, I'm going to be wise, and I have to tell you, I'm going to be haunted by the look on your face when you saw that you'd been pranked by these guys. And these guys, there's other pranks out there. Go prank your girlfriend. Give her a fright. Go prank the kids and tell them you took the candy or something. There's people out there that are really eking out a living, and to frighten someone at the prospect of losing 200 rand that that's a week of income for some people out there.
Yeah, this is not pranking a multimillionaire. Yeah. This is not funny.
You know what? So poor choice there. Bad prank. But it's going to backfire a little bit, yeah? Because what we've done is, Wiseman, Spamandla Wiseman Ndabezita, we have your banking details on our blog right now. So if you're listening right now and you want to help out a good man, an honest man, doing an honest job, just wants to raise some money to feed his family, and after this had happened to him, he reached out to everyone else so that they didn't lose out as well. If you want to help out, any small donation, you head on over to our website right now, ecr.co.za. Wiseman, thank you for chatting to us, man.
Darren, Carrie and Sky.